All right, welcome back to MythBusters, or to Myth Number 116. Learning today is sponsored by Chaya and Jackie Feigenbaum, and by Dina and Abi Feigenbaum, in memory of Jackie and Abi's father, Yikusio ben Yechiel Zedel, Tehinish Maso Tura B'Tura Chaim. All right, continuing with in Yone Nusach. Last time we discussed, can you personally switch your family's Nusach for whatever reason? This time we'll discuss, you have your Nusach, whatever it is, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfard, or, you know, real Sephardic Nusach, Edom Mizrach. What if you're davening in a minyan that is not your own nusach? You're a Sephardi davening in Ashkenazim, you're an Ashkenazi davening with Sephardim, or even again, the smaller differences, like myself, a nusach Sephardi davening with a nusach Ashkenaz. So how do you conduct yourselves? And this is a question on two levels, as a yachid, davening as one of the congregants, or as a shliach tzibor. So we'll address both of these. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Samech Chesiv Katan Dalet, le'inyan dina ha-Ashkenazim ha-Mispalim ha-Sephardim, o lehefech, that is Sfardim davening with Ashkenazim, or Ashkenazim davening with Sfardim. He's not talking about Shliach Tzibor here, just as you're in the audience, you're part of the Tzibor, and everybody's davening, and it's not your Nusach. You are Yotze, even though the Chazan is using a different Nusach, in the Chazar Sashat, in Kaddish, in Kedusha, whatever it is, you're still going to be Yotze, your obligation. I'll pause here for just a caveat. Going forward, I'm speaking from the Ashkenazi perspective of Halacha, because Rav Ovadia is a little bit more strict in some of these areas. There are nuances, not everything, but there are some areas where he is more strict, it seems, for a Don't Mizrach, Sfardi, davening with Ashkenazim, than Ashkenazim are for an Ashkenaz davening for, you know, with the Sfardim. If you follow there, I'm trying to say that the Sfardim are a little more strict, so we're just going to say, you know, give out the Ashkenazi version of the Halacha here, and again, to note that there are some differences from the Sfardi perspective. Okay. So if you're a yachid, if you're davening with a different in a tzibor with a different nusach, so you daven with your own siddur, with your own nusach, but two points to pay attention to. This is as an individual. Number one, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that if it's something which is more public and out in the open, then you have to follow the tzibor. For example, Nefilas Apayim, Tachanan. So on a Monday, Thursday, Nusach Ashkenaz starts with Vuhurachum, but Nusach Svard and actual Svardim start with Nefilas Apayim, or maybe even Avidoy, actually. So you can't change that. You have to follow the Tzibor there, because that's too out. That's low tisko to do for you to switch that up. So that's number one, something which is like very in the open. You should follow the Tzibor. Number two, Rav Moshe says something which is dependent on a davar shebekdusha, which you need a Tzibor for. You also follow the Tzibor. For example, kedusha. Let's say I'm an Ashkenazi and I'm davening with Nusach Sfard, or vice versa. So Nusach Sfard says Keser for Kedusha Musaf. Ashkenazim say Na'aritzcha. So let's say I'm in the opposite minion. I follow whatever the Tzibor is saying. I don't silently say, you know, Keser to myself or Na'aritzcha to myself. I follow what the Tzibor is saying, because you need a Tzibor. You need a minion to say Davar Shebekedusha, to say Kedusha. So for me to say it by myself, there's no value in that. You're Talo, you're dependent on the Tzibor for this part of davening, and therefore you should follow their Nusach of Kedusha. So anything which is more public, anything which is dependent on the tzibor, you should follow the nusach of the minyan you're davening in. Anything else, my own psukei dezimra, my own birchos kriyashma, my own shmona esrei, I use my own nusach with my own siddur. Okay, that's for the yachid. Pretty simple, and like the Mishnah Berurah says, nothing to worry about. You're totally yotze in a minyan that is not your own nusach. What about as a chazan? It's a little more complicated. First of all, ideally, probably let someone who davens that nusach be the chazan. But for whatever reason, maybe you have a yard site or a velas, or you're just the best chazan there, whatever it is, and they want you to daven, or you want to daven. But again, it's not my nusach. They daven nusach Sfard. I daven nusach Ashkenaz. Or they're Edom Mizrach. I'm Ashkenaz. So what am I supposed to do? So for the whole davening, you use their siddur, you use their nusach. You use a nusach Sfard, or they don't Mizrach nusach, for sure. Question is, what about your private Shmona Esrei? So here, Moshe in a tshuva, Chelek Beis, Simit Chav Tes says, for your private Shmona Esrei, you might think, okay, now I can use my own siddur, my own nusach. No, you should use a nusach of the tzibor you're davening with, because your private Shmona Esrei in this case is a preparation for Chazar Sashatz. You want to be sharp in your Chazar Sashatz. So to use my own nusach for my private Shmona Esrei, I might fumble over the words, which now I'm using a different nusach for Chazar Sashatz. So therefore, you should already use their siddur, their nusach in your own private Shmona Esrei. I want you to ask this question to Rav Schechter, who gave me the same answer in the name of the Rav, because I daven Nusach Sfard. So if I'm davening in a, you know, B'nai Yishra Ashkenazi minyan, I will say the Ashkenazi Nusach in a private Shmona Esrei for this reason. There are those who argue the Sha'ar Mem Tzionim B'Halacha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun says, nowadays, since we all have Sidurim, we could all read, it's not as big of a deal. You could use your own Nusach for a private Shmona Esrei, and then just turn to the Siddur to use their Nusach for Chazaras HaShatz. But the majority opinion seems to be the first way to stick with their Nusach in your private Shmona Esrei as a preparation for Chazaras HaShatz. Finally, what about the Havar? What about the pronunciation? The Chazan, and I'm going to use their Nusach, their Siddur, I'm going to say their words, their version of it. But can I use my own pronunciation? Let's say I say sa, but this Tzibor, Svaradim, they say ta. Or right, you know, so can I still say sa? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Halicha Shlomo Beis Dalin, Chelik Beis Perek Dalin, Sif Tez Zayin. So he says, La'anias Daiti, Nira Demishu Hushat, O Ola La Torah, Beveis Knesset Shel Svaradim, and Ashkenazi, who is the Chazan, or maybe you get an Aliyah. Presumably, if same thing would be true if you're the Baal Kore. In the minion of Svaradim, who all say ta, you should use their pronunciation. Why? You are their shliach. You're their representative. They say ta, so you should say ta. If you're getting an aliyah, you're a chazam. But he says it's not likuv, it's not ma'akev. So if you do say sa, everybody still yotze, it would still work. So these are some of the pointers with regards to davening in a tzibor with a different nusach than your own.